Blessings, and welcome to Session 16. We'll be continuing to bring the Kundalini fire, this cosmic rod of initiation, down from above and through the body. The throat center represents the mind, the mental plane. It's connected to the mental plane. It represents also, remember that all these chakras are not so one-sided. They all have various aspects depending on where they're connected at between the various bodies. Everything is like interconnected, like woven together. And so the throat chakra is highly connected to the mental plane. It represents intelligence. It represents your highest personality. The sons of God, Elohim, expression of the Creator. The voice of the Creator. The personality of the Creator. It also represents things that drive us, things that cause us to reach for and attain to a higher purpose, or purpose at all. And so, the teaching of initiation given since Lemurian times has been to bring the Kundalini fire down through the Swadhisthana chakra, the sacral plexus, near the genitals, and up through the throat chakra, to feel the fire moving up from there through the throat. The energetic motion of force swirling and swirling and swirling and making its way from the chakra near the genitals up through the throat. And in doing so, we become a personality that is not driven by the animal instincts, but is driven by societal, spiritual, and higher instincts, intuitions. It's much like moving from being driven by instinct to intuition, in fact. So now relax all the tension in your body. Make sure you are completely still. Begin to take slow and deep breaths. And feel the mystic fire descending from above through your crown to the center of your body to the Swadhisthana chakra. Become aware of your breathing only. Breathe this fiery etheric light, through the top of your head, through the Swadhisthana chakra, and up into the throat. Like a big spiral coming down and back up and then down into the heart. It goes from the crown, spiraling to the Swadhisthana, up to the throat, down around solar plexus in the heart like a spiral. So with one breath, feel the energy spiraling to the Swadhisthana. With another breath, it moves to the throat. With another breath, it moves to the solar plexus. With another breath, it moves to the heart. And now, back to the crown, to the Swadhisthana, throat center, solar plexus, heart, crown, Swadhisthana, throat, solar plexus, anahata, crown, sacral plexus, throat, solar plexus, heart center, crown, sacral plexus, throat, solar plexus, heart center, crown, sacral plexus, throat center, solar plexus, heart center, crown, sacral plexus, throat, solar plexus, heart center. Okay, and relax. Become completely still and just feel the energy moving up your body into the throat from below your waist, up through your chest and into the throat. If you need to, take your dominant hand and just kind of gently push the energy up. Kind of push the energy up with your hand. Guide it up with your hand up the center of your body. As you inhale, pull it up. Exhale, release. Inhale, pull it up. Exhale, release. Becoming bluer and bluer. Brighter and brighter blue. The 16-petaled lotus of the throat center. Bring the energy up. And release. Bring the energy up. And release. Bring the energy up 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 and release. Bring the energy up. And release. Bring the energy up. And release. Bring the energy up from below, into the throat, into the shining blue throat of intelligence, of understanding, the knowingness, knowledge. Bring your attention there. Pull this prana up with your will. shifting your desires from that of lower carnal pleasures to that of higher soul fulfillment. Once and for all, not that you can't enjoy both. If you so feel the need to. Bringing it up. Releasing. Bringing it up. From the solar plexus, the sacral plexus, excuse me. Releasing. Bringing it up from the sacral plexus to the throat. Releasing. Up from the sacral plexus to the throat. Releasing. Up from the sacral plexus to the throat. Releasing. Up from the sacral plexus to the throat. Releasing and continue. Releasing. Now take both of your hands and fold them on top of one another and place them over your lap so as to draw the energy down from your crown into your hands and then breathe it up into your throat. In fact, we're going to switch it up now, and as we inhale, breathe it into your hands. So inhale into your hands and exhale into your throat. Inhale to the hands, exhale to the throat. Bring it down with the inhalation, like you're sucking from a great cosmic straw of nectar. And exhale to the throat. Project it up to the throat. Inhale, invoke, bring it down. Evoke, project it up to the throat. Thank you.
Shuni. The cosmic kundalini fire awaken the spark in my throat center. Let the cosmic kundalini fire awaken the spark in my throat center.
Visualize in your mind now a bright blue triangle inscribed in a circle. In the center is an Aum. Visualize it until it is so real that you could see it with your own physical eyes almost even. Bring this symbol now from your mind into your throat center. You can do this by the force of prana, the vital force which moves on the etheric body through the nadis and through the chakras. Bring this sigil into your throat. How do you do that? Just by the force of your thoughts and imagination.
Vishuni. Vishuni.